Okay, I have an announcement.
Ooh.
I gave myself a New Year's resolution in 2023, and I kept it all year.
Okay.
Gosh, you're bragging.
Is it the nails?
It's the nails. It's the nails, Mercedes. Oh, I feel so known and seen.
I think we've talked about.
Okay, catch us all up.
Okay. Every year I've told myself I want to have pretty nails, but I'm not willing to pay for a manicure. And I try to paint them. I've invested so much in different kinds of like subscriptions. No polish subscriptions, all the things. And this year I decided I was going to try not over the counter. I'm really going hard on this drug thing. The pharmacy nails. I was going to try pharmacy press-on nails. But the ones that I tried are not just like your regular junk. Like, you know, this was Olive and June, who before they were just online. And they've always had great nail polish. Mm-hmm. So I tried the Olive and June press-ons. You use glue. And I started – they're like $10 a kit. The kit lasts me a month. And – at each time I put on the nails, they last 2 weeks. Sometimes some fall off and I have to re-glue them on, but that's fine. And my nails are definitely weak, definitely a little bendy.
I was going to ask how your nails are. Yeah.
You know, they're what they would be if I was going to the salon and getting gels or getting, you know, whatever. So I'm just embracing that. And it's just led me to continue doing it. So I don't know if that is like if I'm going down a terrible slippery slope forever and I can never stop. But I always have had all year long, I've had nails that I feel good about and they're really cute. So right now I'm holding up everyone for all you listeners. They're snowflakes. It's blue with white snowflakes.
Snowflakes.
And the doctor the other day was like, great. Whoever did your nails spent so much time on that. And I was like, babe. It was me while I watched Survivor with my family gluing them on. So there you go.
Is this doctor a guy or a girl?
It was a girl. Oh, my doctor's a girl.
Babe. Well, congratulations, Micah.
Thanks. We'll put a link in there for all you listeners ready to change your lives,
too. Check out our show notes.
I also want to do a shout out to Olive and June because Olive and June, you could sponsor our podcast.
You could, and I will always sing your praises, Olive and June. So come on over.
There's another podcast I've listened to. She's an author and a podcaster, wildly popular. So probably why she worked with Olive and June. But she did like a color collab, and they got to do colors. I've actually been looking at Olive and June for their polishes, not their stick-ons, but the stick-on nail situation. I'm so grateful for it. It's a game changer.
It really is. And it's such a high quality. It's like great. Such a different thing than your stick-on nails of the 90s.
Yeah.
Faux show.
I got a gel manicure the end of October. And I remember the beginning of December, my nails were still jacked. Like it just jacks my nails. It makes them so brittle. And once the gel comes – well, and I'm peeling the nail polish off. I'm not like professionally having it removed. Every time I get a manicure in the salon, I'm so grateful. I love to do it. And maybe I go once a year and it's like the hardest thing to do. It is like going to the mailbox. I can't get to the mail.
Going to the post office.
The worst. We know this. It's
good
worse
night.
Than that. But
you guys, I'm not returning anything.
Nothing can be returned.
Offline. It's mine forever once it's at my house.
All those meaningful notes I've written for friends this year that are still just sitting there in the basket.
They're in the basket. Thank you cards from 2 years ago. Thank
you, Grandma. Anyway. My holiday cards I paid good money for. I took the picture for. You may get them. Maybe I don't know. Okay. I did half the work.
And I walk it across the street. So. Yes. And I'm not making that a resolution, listeners and friends.
No.
This is not a thing I'm This is not an area in my life I'm hopeful to improve on. I'm just going to embrace.
It's not my mission.
That I don't do this.
Uh-huh. There's some – I've decided there are resolutions that have a practical end goal. Like you can make this I made a resolution where all I had to do was go to Walgreens and buy little packages and glue them on my fingers. And it worked. Mm-hmm. Just
– I do think, Micah, I'm just throwing this out there for you in your slow way. I'm content, right?
Uh-huh.
I need some more nail, like, pictures. Mm. You holding
just things. Me holding, like, books. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And, yes. And, ooh, even up to your heart. You've got to give the nails some more light.
So you need more screen time.
I'm getting
– More screen time.
Okay. We'll work on it. The problem is that my hands are looking like I'm in my mid-40s.
No one's going to look at your hands.
I'm a little bit – I feel a little uncomfortable about the state of my hands.
No, everyone's looking at your nails. Wow. No one's even going to see your hands.
How cute. I love a nice old hand.
There's a lot of.
like if you're feeling like they look old, I think that's sweet.
There's a lot of sun damage. There's a lot of veins popping forth on my hands right now.
I love it.
I want real hands. Real bodies are out there now. I want real hands.
Real hands with fake nails glued on.
That's right.
I agree, Micah. From now on, every time you do your nails, we're going to need a post.
Okay. Every time. Mm-hmm. Got it.
And all of in
June. Going to make it happen.
Go ahead and reach out. Somebody listening knows a person there who knows a person who's like, obviously, the Lucky Few podcast should have their own nail colors. For March.
We need World the Down yellow Syndrome and blue. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not yellow and blue.
I know. It's not a very cute
another episode
nail thing.
To talk about who chose our color.
That color blue.
Who chose our color?
Who was in charge of this?
Was there a vote? When did this happen? How did we miss the town hall?
Oh, my gosh. We need to do that. You're right. Who did that? Were they thinking about the centuries to come, the years to come, the decades?
I don't know. I don't know. Someone's offended and hurt.
Okay. This has been a great conversation, but enough of this, people.
Enough of this.
Let's shout some worth and shift some narratives for people with Down syndrome. Happy New Year, friends. We're heading into 2022 and our sixth season, and we're ready to slay. We're chatting about our favorite traditions, what our hopes and dreams are for the year ahead, and so much more. Welcome to the Lucky Few podcast.
Okay, Micah, I just need you to know that you said 2022.
Did I really?
2024. Welcome to 2024.
The script says 2024. I don't believe you. Maybe I was wishing for 2 years ago when my hands weren't quite so veiny.
Okay.
And
so old. It's a less veiny hand. 2024. I want to know who caught that.
2024.
Like what listeners caught that? I wouldn't. As a listener, I would not have. I'd just be like, absolutely, whatever she said, that's what it is.
Me
but
too,
I also,
that's how I am.
I also don't go to the mail, the post office. So,
or ever write the date. I never write the date.
I've never written the date in years.
In the upper right hand corner, yes. Haven't here.
Yeah, it's too funny. So, friends, 2024 is the year.
24, not 22.
Not 22. Not 22.
Oh, good.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying that for us.
You're welcome.
Okay. So we have some review. Well, actually, just one review from a sweet listener named Luis. Right? Did I get that name right? Luis. Luis says, I can't even describe what this podcast means to me. You've given me the kind of comfort and friendship that I've needed along my journey of parenting a child with Down syndrome. Thank you.
Thanks, Louise.
Thanks, Louise.
Kind of comfort. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I agree. We're all in this together, you guys. We're a community. So thank you so much for leaving that review. It really encourages us and keeps us going. And friends, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And now you can leave us a review under any new episode on Spotify. We love reading these and appreciate your support.
Okay, friends, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I think we already said it to each other, but here we are. We're going to talk about this new year and what did you do? Let's start with that. This is January 2nd when this podcast airs. And what did you do for New Year? Are you still hungover? Was it that kind of party?
Wow. It was wild.
Are your clothes still thrown across the living room? I don't know. That wasn't my New Year. Were you drunk? No. Okay. Maybe.
Oh my gosh. Unfortunately not. We're still in the season of littles to where we're like doing the 9 o'clock one. And nobody yet is wanting to watch my kids overnight. Man. So me and Andy are with them. So we hung out as a fam bam. My mom was with us, my cousins. It was still sweet and fun, but I had all my wits about me.
What are some traditions you have, Mercedes, for New Year's Eve, if any?
Oh, we actually, let's see. We do a family one and I actually got this from my friend Elise Snipes. A version of this where we did resolutions, but I'm really not good at those. I like forget that I make them, you know, by like March or April. I'm like, oh, did I make a promise to myself? So we don't do that, but we do more of a prayer or like a blessing on this new year. And we know certain things are coming up. So we write a prayer out and then we put it in a jar with sprinkles. Aww, or not sprinkles. What are they called? That. Glitter. With glitter. And then we open it at the end of the year. And then we always do poppers and then crowns at our dinner table that night. And that's been fun and easy and simple to do and accomplish, which is always my goal.
Do you and Andy stay up past 9 or once the kids are out, you're out?
Oh, we stay up. Yeah, we stay up. I mean, which seems crazy because even during a regular weekday, I feel like I want to pass out at 9, but we try to stay up till midnight.
Yeah. Micah, what are some traditions you have? And since you're in by the Big Apple, have you been to the ball drop?
I've never been to the ball drop. No.
Is that something you want to do?
I mean, people wear diapers to the ball drop.
I know. You can't leave your spot.
Why?
You can. I mean, it's like you're just freezing. You have to pee
for
your
how
pants.
How long are you there?
Uh-huh. Like you get there early in the morning. The day.
And you're there till midnight.
And yeah.
Why don't they have a better system? There's got to be a better system.
They've done it.
There's
got
to be like an online reservation or something.
I don't
know. This has got to be.
I don't know. But yeah, I've never felt compelled to.
I don't want
to
go anymore. Uh-uh.
And you're standing like shoulder to shoulder. You cannot leave your spot. This is what I hear. Friends that have gone that you're, yeah. And everything's like blocked off. There's not like a good toilet system either. Like it feels like miles away to get to like the porta potty if there is the setup. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it
doesn't
sound
like
fun.
Something I could have done in my youth, but now that time has passed.
Yes, you're beyond that.
We missed our opportunity.
I have to go to the potty. I have to sit down for a minute.
I have to sit for a minute for sure. And I don't want to be cold that long.
Yeah.
What are some traditions then, Micah, that you have?
We don't really have a New Year's Eve tradition. We've sort of like floated from being, you know, for so long we traveled for the holidays from San Francisco to either Texas or the East Coast. And during that time, we would stay for a chunk of time. So usually we would have New Year's with family or New Year's with our friends on the East Coast or something like that. And it would usually be like family-friendly party. or Chris's mom would watch the kids and Chris and I would go to a friend party. But these days, staying put in Jersey and having teenage boys mm-hmm. who want to like go to their own friend things and it's sort of like it's not as much Chris and I getting to go anywhere. But we do have a New Year's Day tradition that is a Texas tradition. And for good luck, you are supposed to eat black eyed peas. Oh, and every year on New Year's Day, I make black eyed pea like cowboy dip. Is that what? I guess that's what you call it.
Share your recipe.
Okay. It's like, it's kind of just one. I mean, it's not that special, but it's. It's just like peppers and like fresh corn and peppers and black-eyed peas. And then you might just like a spicy beany salsa kind of thing.
Oh, my gosh. That's cute.
Yeah.
I like that.
Love it.
How about you, yeah. Heather?
I love a good New Year's party and hang. And for years when the babies were little, we would host something that – it was like our friends who had kids, we would find a place for every kid to go to sleep. So it's like bedrooms, closets, bathrooms. Everyone would just pull up a pack and play.
Cute.
And everyone's kids would sleep and we'd party. And I loved hosting those. And then, I want to be like dancing and wearing a fancy outfit yes. every New Year's Eve. This is not my reality, but this is my heart. And the last few years since we've lived in the city we're in, we have a family-friendly New Year's party at a friend's house called Sushi New Year. Oh, and they just order a ton of sushi and everyone eats sushi to their heart's content. And then it's just a lot of people hanging out and the kids have gotten older. So there's now like group games. I was in charge of games this year and truly is very interested in being with her friends. So it was like, your friends can come with us.
Yeah.
We're just not, I just don't know everybody well enough yet. So come be with us. And then that's great.
And are they
Sushi
do that?
New Year is the, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fun. So Sushi New Year is the tradition. And it was a blast. And I'm full, still very full. I used to, on the topic of drinking, because New Year's Eve is the time that people might indulge. I used to be able to have a few cocktails and feel great the next day. And something changed in my 40s. Mm-hmm. It's kind of freaking me out. Like I can't. And I don't feel drunk. I'm not like, woo, I'm drunk. Like if I have a couple glasses of wine the next morning, I feel it and it doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. I'm not hungover. It's just like, what in the world? Yeah, my body is processing it differently. And it's stealing my cocktail joy.
It's true.
I feel like
my cocktail joy is stolen too, Heather.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to write and be like, that's called hungover. Like, no, it's not.
They probably are. I just need people to know. I've just had a high tolerance and I can hold my own and I drink water in between and I still do all that.
Yeah.
But it changed, like it is now going to a party. It's like I like the fun of the cocktail. I don't like the feeling it gives me. And I used to be able to drink a few in a night and feel fine the next morning. And now I can only have one cocktail and the next day. My body's like, that's not a thing you do anymore.
Yeah.
So
we're going to need you to put that down.
So I think I need to switch over to like mocktails. I never went hard to where I'm like drunk on New Year's Eve, but I'm having a good time and I just don't do that. I can't do that anymore. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's totally fine.
My ability to have a few drinks went with my migraines. They like, once I got that concussion and started, like, I just have to be really careful.
Yeah.
And there's only very particular things that I can have and very limited amount. Or I'm gone into the abyss.
Yeah.
My kids are my accountability. I still have to parent them the next day. It's not worth it. I got to be up at 6:30 ready to go.
We're all doing fine. What age?
So New Year's looks different, y'all.
That's still true. Having a blast.
Yeah.
It's definitely. It is like, because I was never like, oh, I got to get drink a lot to have fun. That was never the goal for me, that it's fine. You know, I'm not I'm not missing out on
it. Is interesting when you're just you're I know what you're saying though, Heather. Like, it's just then the next day you're like, whoa, I did not process that well. Like, I used
to. No, my body is like, no, I don't know what to do with this anymore. I'm like, but you used to know what to do. What time? I'm switching the topics here. When do your kids start staying up past midnight?
Ugh, you please don't tell me young, because Rhodes is already dabbling. Sorry, this is very interesting. He's such a reader. He's my reader bee. He does the cute, like, he has a book light. He's in the top bunk and he's reading, and he'll read so late that I have to tell him to stop reading. I have to be like, please stop reading. But I feel like he's 9. And Sunny too, I feel like they want to hang out for a lot longer than I'm used to. They want to stay up till 9 or 10.
It's too late.
It's too late. Yeah. I need you in bed and asleep by 7. Because you were babies and that used to work. And now you what do you do?
It's hard. It's hard. I'll answer two questions. First, middle school is when my boys started staying up till midnight. And but the whole like staying up later than me thing, that's been happening since I guess it really started happening during lockdown. And when with my older boys. And we are constantly fighting it because Chris and I are so tired trying to like get the boys to go to bed early enough for us to go to bed. Even on weekdays, like I want to go to bed at 9:30. Yeah. And so we finally made a rule at the end of like back in December where we were like, okay, everybody has to be in their rooms at 9:30. There's no more hanging out. And that has been nice. And all phones plugged in.
Downstairs.
Right? Yeah. And then up in your room at 9:30. But you got to lay down those laws because those two sacred hours, the 8 to 10, when the kids used to sleep, I miss that so much.
Yeah. I'm seeing it slip away. And I'm not.
Yeah. We've lost it.
Yeah.
Yes. My kids, I don't know how your kids are with Down syndrome, but Mason and August, Macy especially, she's 15 and 15-year-olds stay up late. I mean, your August is the same.
Yeah, he's 15. Mm-hmm.
And she is so affected by not getting enough sleep. Like, she can't rally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she needs sleep. And if she's going to bed at 10 o'clock, she's not sleeping in. It's not like, I think a lot of teenagers will sleep later. She's not. She'll still be up between 6 and 7. Mm-hmm. And then she's a wreck. She just is a wreck. So we're pretty strict about making sure she goes to bed, but she doesn't fight it because she's tired.
Yeah. She's so like, I agree, Mom.
Yeah. So Truly stays up. Truly's up way past her sister. And Augie still goes to bed. But they did stay up till midnight because there's nothing to do the next day. Like, we can chill, but it still is like, man, I'm not going to really interact with you today.
Right. Yeah. So we're not going to hang out too much today.
And then everybody's going to bed early on the first, right? Like last night. Everyone goes to bed early.
That's so cute.
But it's so true. This is not about that. But the idea, I'm just transitioning into my kids staying up later. And that sacred time of I had these 2 hours to myself and it was everything. And now I don't. And I'm going to bed. It's such an adjustment. Mm-hmm. It's a necessary adjustment, but I'm in the adjustment phase of it, trying to figure out how to make this work for all of us instead of like, Truly, it's 8 o'clock. You have to go upstairs. Like, no, she wants to be with me. She wants to be with me and she's going to stay up. She's not going to bed at 8 o'clock. She's not tired. She doesn't need to.
Yeah.
But that adjustment, we got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Any tips and tricks? Yeah. It's tricky because I'm so tired, you guys. Why are we so tired?
Yeah.
Me.
The big thing I've discovered is like, you know, Chris and I used to have shows that we watched together and that just doesn't exist anymore. Right. Like, we can't do that anymore. So it's been like leaning into family shows, which doesn't include Ace, but like that we have the four of us after Ace goes to bed have things that we look forward to. So we've been going through old Survivors. We just started. Too. Really?
Yes. That's what we watch with Truly.
Yeah. And that's been really fun to have something that everybody's into. It's not, doesn't demand that much. We can watch an hour and
amazing race.
Like, yell at the TV together.
And there's like 30 seasons.
Yeah.
It's so fun. So fun. So what's for this year? Looking forward to 2024. What are some words you have for yourself, for your family? Maybe even let's keep it like down. Let's lean into this Down syndrome topic since that's what the our podcast is. Like for our kiddo, for your loving with Down syndrome, for yourself as an advocate. What are some ideas, hopes? We're not setting resolutions, Mercedes. As Mercedes is starting to sweat over there. But ideas for your kid with Down syndrome.
I'll start. Okay, I have two different things that are kind of seem at odds, but I am thinking about Vaishrathi's phrase, assume intelligence. And I've been thinking about that a lot in terms of like, what am I trying to accomplish for ACE, or what are we pursuing right now? And this has been the fall was a really big season of me just like giving ACE opportunities that I hadn't given him before. Mm-hmm. After he did the big, he did this like brain treatment thing over the summer that really felt like it was kickstarting something. So he had a lot of, he was doing ABA at home with an amazing therapist, just like the sweetest, most energetic guy, and making a lot of progress with communication in that way. He was doing speech using prompt that I was taking like classes on the side to learn about, so I could do it at home with him. And then he's doing pelvic floor therapy as a way of like building muscle strength for toilet training, because that's been such a challenge. And our doctor thought maybe what's going on is the low muscle tone and him being able to sense his need to go. So we've had like all these things going. And I want to go into the new year with open hands about like if we're doing too much, if that was like a season of really pushing, but we can like step back a little bit. And how do I want to give him space to rest and play while still assuming intelligence and working towards opportunities. Mm-hmm. So I don't know exactly what my words are, but as we go into the new year, I want to learn more about spelling to communicate, what Sid Ghosh uses, and listeners, you can go back to our episode with Sid to see how he's communicating with a low-tech letter board. And so, yeah, how do I balance giving him opportunities to communicate, express himself, grow, and grow in independence, and also give him rest, mm-hmm. and always be assuming that he is capable of learning things that he longs to learn. Mm.
Your awareness around that is so, I think, powerful, mm-hmm. in that you can't mess it up, I think. Because it seems what I'm hearing you say, you can correct me, is there, like you said, you start out by saying it's like two almost opposite things. Mm. And so that always feels tricky. What does that look like to come into fruition? And I think you'll just know because you have so much awareness around it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there is kind of that, like that necessary tuning in to your gut, tuning mm-hmm. into your intuition, paying attention to your kid and how is he responding. And, you know, that's how I've kind of made decisions around there's probably listeners whose ears perked up when I said that he's doing ABA, mm-hmm. who were like, oh, girl, I'm coming for you.
Right.
And but I'll tell y'all, it is all about intuition for me and joy mm-hmm. for Ace. And he loves ABA therapy and he's learning mm-hmm. a ton. And it's not harsh for him. It's very practical for him, and he's responding really well to it. Mm-hmm. So as parents, we have to just look at what opportunities are there. And then we've talked about being a detective for our kids, especially those who struggle to communicate, and seeing what seems to be working and whether there's joy there and whether there's rest there and mm-hmm. Whether there's growth coming from those things in his life.
Mm-hmm. It's the joy, rest, and growth. Those are such mm-hmm. good words, like important, powerful words, making decisions, because mm-hmm. all of us have felt this. I'm sure so many of our listeners have that overwhelming feeling of doing more, this therapy, that therapy, mm-hmm. try this protocol, try this vitamin, try this group, and there is no end. And and how overwhelming that can feel. And that, I might just like to enter the year with that gut check of those three words. That's it's great. It's great, girl.
Thank you for giving me my three words: joy, rest, and growth.
We did it together.
Yay! That's what friends are for.
Joy, rest, and growth. But also for you as a parent and having those words for your kid is great. Mm-hmm. Like, these are the things we're looking for this year: joy, rest, and growth. And I like too how you shared last year you did a lot, and that there are seasons for that. And this year it might be that, but it might not, and that you're open to what it's going to be. Right. Good job, Micah. Look at all this work, girl. You've been working.
Thanks, honey.
Yes.
It's a working season. You.
Proud of
Thank
you.
Thank you. Okay, what about you, Heather? What are your words?
I'm definitely going into this year, I think I'm going in a little bit bruised, and that's making me feel hesitant to have a plan or to pursue a thing, but also feeling a little bit weary in the – I feel like last year, 2023, was a real gut punch starting at the very beginning of the year. Within the first like 2 months of the year, we had been to 3 funerals, and I understand people in other parts of the world that death is just such a part of their reality, and it just hasn't been for us. So that was a lot, and then it was just blow after blow after blow after blow, like little things, like we had rats, and then big thing, and then our cars were parked on the side of the road, 3 vehicles crashed into, like little things like that were just kind of a symbol of what the year was. And then the year ended hard in December, and now it's January. And that idea that a new year comes and everything's changed, just, I know at 42, that's just not how the world works. Everything that was hard last year isn't gone. It's still here. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do this year. I haven't been in therapy for a while, and it is like the only reason is the equivalent of God going to the post office. I have to make the call. So that is on the very top of my list to be talking with someone and processing through some things. And I don't feel like I'm flailing out of control. Like I'm like, oh, I'm desperate for this, but I know that that process, having that person to process with, will be really helpful for me this year. And I think for me, there's a sense of – this has been my word before many times, and it still rings true, just a sense of embrace and let – not I don't think I'm trying to hold on to control of things. I think there is a lot of – with my advocacy work, with the business we run, The Lucky Few, with Macy in August, especially with Macy, there's just so much unfortunate – there's so many unfortunate things happening around us that we can't control. And what does it look like if I just like radically embrace that instead of feel frustrated or disappointed by it? And maybe it's two things at the same time. I don't know. So there's that piece with my, like within advocacy, I think the season of life that we find ourselves in with Macy, and then that parallel to my work as an advocate, I'm questioning a lot of things. I'm externally processing, listeners and friends. So there's a lot of things I'm questioning. Yeah, exactly. And this feels like a year of like the two things that feel opposite but kind of true, an embrace and a questioning of. Like, I'm questioning a lot of the things that I've been and done as an advocate. I'm not sure what's what anymore. In advocacy and inclusion and all of that. And then, but also embracing the fact that things are what they are. So I am ready for a good year. Like, I would like a good year. And I think everyone would, you know, I think we all want a good year, but I would love some like real sweet highlights to come to unfold this year. So I'm hopeful for that too. I'm all over the place, y'all. That's me.
I really appreciate that, Heather. And I don't know. I'm hopeful for a good year for you and all of us as well. But I really love that. I thought of two words that have been like kind of circling in my head, for myself, for my family, for Sunflower, for sure. And it goes along with being a detective for your child. Discovery was the word that I thought of for Sunflower. For some reason, when she turned 10, it was really monumental, which I know the reason why. But it just all of a sudden brought up more things about like talking to her, continue to talk to her intentionally about Down syndrome and about adoption. And I'm trying to discover ways to continue to do that. And things that have popped up for me for the past 2 years, and we've dabbled in it, but I haven't been consistent, and I want to continue was the next word. The word discovery and continue were my two words. Continue to seek after that for Sunflower is finding a friendship that's consistent for her with another kiddo with a disability. Down syndrome preferred, you know, but just so that she could have that commonality, but I'm not limited to, you know, I just want her. I have met a goal that I had for her of having her have a consistent friendship group. Like, I feel like she's in such a beautiful place, and there's that missing piece of like, I don't want my continued effort to include you to then disclude you from the special needs community. So I want to continue to seek after that and discover practical ways that I can do that. And I really think that's going to be a huge part in her like understanding Down syndrome and identity is such a big thing. And I want to tap in the conversation of adoption more for her practically and Down syndrome. I just see how like, you know, when we've talked about this, when you go and you talk to the classes about Down syndrome and you read a book, she's very embarrassed by that. Like, I can almost start choking up. Like, she doesn't like when I do that. And at first I thought she was being sassy because sometimes she doesn't like when I sing in the car. You know, like, I didn't know if it was like, are you not liking my topic? Yes. Are you like not liking the topic, or you don't like because it's me talking about it? And I thought it was because it was me. But she just like kind of turns off, like, and I'm like, okay, what is that? Like, I want to respect her. Like, she doesn't like that kind of attention. What is that? I'm discovering that I wonder if she's embarrassed by that, and I need to explore that because she's not able to explain fully herself in that. Yeah. Right. And I'm feeling the need this year in her tenness and her big girlness that we need to spend some time on that topic, and me personally with her and all that. Yeah. So continue and discover are my two words for Sunflower and really for me and my whole family.
Yeah, those are good ones. Continue and discover.
Those are good. And Heather's, yours were question and embrace.
Question and embrace. And a little hope somewhere.
Yeah, a little hope somewhere.
Yeah, there you go. Look at us.
Beautiful.
It's not a resolution. Get it straight.
No, it's better than that. It's deeper. I feel like that's like the life, the heart, the mind working stuff.
Yeah, definitely. What are some, let's see, what kind of turn do we take here?
I know. It's been so meaningful.
I know. Do we go funny? I know. Or don't? Let's do this. Okay. What? So I want to talk about this podcast for a second. Let's jump over to that topic and some of our wishes for this podcast, because we know that we have the best listeners on the planet. Another podcast host say that, but we know the truth. And unless there's like crossover, it's maybe some of the same, but we have you guys, listeners, you guys are the best and we love you so much. And we understand how important this community is for you, because it is for us and we want to be together. So how do we be together more? Like what are our goals for this podcast? What do we want to see happen? And let's dream so big. And I'm going to say this, I would love more listener participation. And I don't know what that looks like, but I think that there's some people listening right now that are like, I want to participate more in this podcast. What if we have like a whiteboard session? I love a whiteboard.
Ooh,
with an executor
that's
there.
Just like a Zoom call.
Wouldn't that be fun?
We all get on together and talk it through.
I would love for listeners to come on and be like, this is what I love. What if you try this? What if you did this? Because ultimately we're here for our listeners and our community.
Yeah.
And I would love that. And I also, we've talked about this, I want to do something live, mm-hmm. pre-recorded live, however that works. So that's what I want for this podcast too. And then I want it to just grow and grow and grow, because I know we have a really great base of listeners and there's so many people who don't know about us that I know, like I picture myself as them thinking, where's that community? It's like, we're here. So how do we get this into the hands of other people? These are some of my goals. Yeah. What are you guys' goals or wishes and hopes for this podcast here?
I really do want more opportunities to be in the same place as the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me too.
So, yeah, I think I agree that I would love for us to do a live episode, and I really hope that works out in this next year. And maybe what we need to do is start doing those call-ins with our listeners who've written in their good news, and we call them back to see how things are going.
Oh, my goodness. That would be so great. We do need follow-ups, right?
Yeah.
That's cute.
I like it.
I love that. I want to echo everything you guys have said. I want a live for sure. Mm-hmm. I want to be in the same room with you two. I want to do, you know what I want to do? I want us to do one of those great days where we just record all day and we sit in the room.
We're just like in the presence. Same room eating chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Talking about all the good stuff. Mm-hmm. Remember when we did that? Those were so fun.
Yes.
We need a batch weekend.
We do.
Yes.
I want that this next year. And then, live, I want that. And I'm going to sit with that. I'm going to be selfish. I just want more of you girls and our great conversations. And then again, some great interviews. I need to start thinking about that. I want to be more intentional about presenting people. I guess that goes with the discovery and research. I just want to keep discovering what people are doing out there for our kids with Down syndrome and for our community. And find awesome people to interview.
Yeah, definitely. I think the podcast has been such a platform for that for me. And even in talking about my two words and which were what were they, Micah? Embrace?
They were question and embrace.
I like that we bring some questions to the community that I've never heard asked somewhere else. I don't say that like braggy. It's just I haven't heard it. And I've got some questions that I would love to, as a community, have us all talk about, some conversations to have that can bring some growth and learning and I think healing for us as a whole community. So
that's a good word. Questions that lead to growth and healing.
Okay, write that down, Mike, because you're writing things.
Because questions, good questions should always lead to growth and healing, y'all.
Yes. Mm, yeah.
I love that.
In conversations.
Yeah, good conversations.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And then we're really close, listeners, to 10,000 followers on Instagram. We are 300 away.
9,300. 300.
Yes, I think this is important because there's some form of like a subscription thing you can do once you hit 10,000 followers. Maybe that's changed since you could pay to verify. Shoot, I don't know the newest.
Who we got to
know. Someone knows.
It would just
knows.
Be fun to be at a solid 10, though.
Yeah.
It would no matter be. What.
And then we're going to hit 1 million downloads this year for sure, probably in the next like 2 months. Woo-hoo! And that's very, very cool. Very
that
cool.
is going to be real good.
It is. It is. And that's that.
That's that. Well, that's it's been a good 2023 around here with you two.
That's right. That's
spending awesome. Time every week with your lovely faces.
Oh, my goodness.
Even if they're on a screen far, far away from me, I still love seeing you.
It's my absolute favorite. Yeah, more it's of the so three fun. Of us. I need that in my life.
Me too.
Definitely. And listeners, we love you. Happy New Year. And we would love to hear what some of your words are for your year or some goals you've set or resolutions that you slayed in 2023 or 2022. Because Micah's got that on her heart. Yeah. So write us in. You can email hello at theluckyfewpodcast.com, direct message at Instagram, hello or at theluckyfewpod. And send us a little message. We would love to hear from you because we love you.
I love it.
And do we have time for good news?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Time for good news. Time for good news. Everybody, welcome to the good news. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
May old acquaintance be forgot and good news brought to us. Bring good news and we'll read it now. Oh, lovely listener.
There you go.
That's my good
news. Micah, you did it. That's my favorite one yet. That's,
thank you.
That song is my good news.
That Good. Song is my. Why does that song always spark so much emotion? I'm always like, oh my just, God, I want to cry.
Especially when you have like acoustic versions with like the the old like the modern old fashioned sound that makes you want you feel
it always
makes
gets
you feel
me
something.
And I'm like,
it
does. You kind of sparked that in me just now, Micah.
Oh, good. My voice just carried you there.
I was going to read now good news from a listener. Okay. So from Mary Poole, she says, our daughter Josie has many challenges stemming from her early years. Getting her to participate in her own life has been a challenge in a matter of finding people who will accept to take the challenge with us. My hairdresser did take that challenge and we worked together to desensitize Josie to the salon in each step of getting a new hairdo. We have been working for over a year and on Tuesday, Josie actually had highlights added to her new haircut that she had done 2 weeks ago. She did foils, hairdryer, shampoo bowl, and a blowout. She looks great.
This is amazing, that's Mary.
Incredible. I loved it. That's such a great news. Wow.
And kudos to the hairdresser for working so hard with Josie. That's incredible. I mean, I think about Ace, like if we can get him through 10 minutes of the fastest haircut in his life, that's as good as it gets.
Yes.
So
yes.
Foils, hairdryer, shampoo bowl, and a blowout.
I know. That's gold.
That's amazing. This actually feels to me like the perfect example in my when I think of good news, why I wanted to incorporate in the podcast. Like it mm-hmm. this is a year in the making, you know, and how mm-hmm. Josh and I were talking about something with one of our kiddos that has been this time a year ago, it was like, whoa, that was a real battle. And yeah, we haven't reached the end in this skill, but the progress is massive. And that's the good news, like that progress piece of don't give up. The little things are huge things. And then a year in, look at this. This is incredible. Mary Poole.
Incredible.
Josie, get it, girl. I want a picture. We need a picture.
I know. ASAP. I need to see this hair. Cutie.
My good news is similar on a similar thread. Macy has maybe 5 times in her whole life asked me to braid her hair. And yesterday morning she woke up and said, Mom, I want French braids. And I'm like, yeah, you do. And I don't know why that was good news to me. It's just fun for her to do a new thing and to have her braids. So cute. And so she had French braids. I don't know when she took them out. They were out by the time I picked her up from school. But then her hair was like wavy. And so this morning she's like, my hair's so
it was cute.
Wavy.
Oh, yeah.
I like when she tries a new thing.
That's amazing.
That's
it.
So
cute.
She's cute. I'll post a picture of her braids, her French braids.
Do it. Oh, well, this was good. Happy New Year, y'all.
It was good.
It's time to wrap it up. So we want to remind all you listeners that you can head over to theluckyfew.co and use the code podcast to get 10% off your narrative shifting gear.
Thank you, Josh Avis, for editing this podcast, and Ashley Frackalovsi for producing it. And friends, if you like this episode, share it with your family and friends, and come on over and let us know what your New Year's resolutions or words or thoughts are. We'd love to hear from you as well.
And don't forget to subscribe and check us out at theluckyfewpodcast.com for show notes, pictures of braids and cuteness, and all the things that we talked about today.
And be sure to follow us on social media at The Lucky Few Pod. And listener, just a reminder, even in this brand new year, you're slaying it. We love you. We're cheering you on. We can't wait to be together next week. Bye, everybody. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Happy New Year.